It's 9:08 on Classical Mornings. I'm your host, Jean Stillwell, and Mark Glassman's on the phone with his movie reviews. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Jean. Hope things all are going well. Seems like you've had a good week.
Yes, we've had a lovely week, thanks. How about you?
Fine. Absolutely. You know, it's been odd weather, but, yes. You know, altogether, it does feel like springtime, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Yeah. So I've got a couple of films to review today, a little different, not big ones, but interesting ones.
Okay.
The first is actually, they pulled a switch on me. It was supposed to open today, but now it's going to open next Wednesday. Okay. It's called Bad Shabbos. And, of course, that's kind of funny because it's Shabbos is Fridays. So it's a little odd to not open on Friday. But, hey, that's the way it goes. It's Toronto. What can I tell you?
Yeah.
At any rate, this is a comedy by Daniel Robbins. And it actually won the Audience Award at the Tribeca Festival last year. So nicely, it's a nice accolade.
Right.
And, of course, the Tribeca Festival is, shall we say, the obvious New York festival.
Yeah.
There is a New York Film Festival as well, but it's rather more prestigious, shall we say, not really for the public. And the Tribeca Festival is one that is actually more of the audience kind of festival, right? Kind of sort of equivalent to TIFF.
Yep.
So winning the Audience Award is a nice accolade. Bad Shabbos, well, I mean, this is about the worst kind of Shabbos you can expect. You have one of your guests show up and die.
Yeah.
And so there they are, this family, Upper West Side, Manhattan, a kind of a great area for Jewish people in New York City. And they're expecting guests. Their oldest son, David, this is a very happy family with three kids, of course, burdened with problems, as, of course, is typical, I suppose you could say, of most people's families. But David is about to get married to Meg, and Meg is converting to being Jewish. She wasn't born that way, and she's invited her mother and father, who've come in from Wisconsin. So this is going to be their first time to be at a Shabbos meal. So, of course, they're curious. They have no idea what it's like to have to break bread and drink wine and so forth on a Friday night. It's rituals. There's prayers. And here they are getting ready for that when all of a sudden they have to actually hide a body. So because the person has died and it's not something that they want to reveal right away. So you've got in a way the kind of classic plot. It's the sort of thing you might have seen in a drawing room comedy at one point, although not with a Jewish theme. So it's a typical setup in a way. It allows for physical comedy. It allows for strange social actions, and it also has, for those people who aren't Jewish, a chance to learn a little bit about the tradition of having a Friday night meal with the family. So it works well. It's nicely timed. Comedy has to work that way. The big surprise is a doorman who's played by Method Man, who's one of the Wu-Tang Clan, who are a very famous group in New York City, and of course not Jewish. And he pretends to be an Ethiopian Jew and shows up for the meal because he's there as a kind of distractor. And he is very funny. The sort of classic wild card character that you get in comedies, and he's wonderful in it. So it's a film that I can say I can really recommend for people to see. Mm-hmm. You learn a little bit about the Shabbos ritual, and you have a lot of fun while going through this sort of classic comic routine. So that's Bad Shabbos. The other is a strange one. It's called The Unrestricted War. It's by Yan Ma. It's a kind of a low-budget thriller.
Mm-hmm.
It's set in China, although it was shot in Toronto, and you can kind of tell that it doesn't quite have the period details you would expect to see, or location details you would expect to see if it indeed had been shot in China. But it's set in the period just before COVID and then during COVID. And the implication in the film, which is about a Canadian virologist played by Dylan Bruce, who's more of a TV actor than a film star. He's playing a guy who's an expert in viruses. He's married to a Chinese woman. They have a kid. They're living in China, and they're doing very well when all of a sudden he's arrested and is basically forced into going back to Winnipeg to steal a virus that the Chinese government wants. Then COVID breaks out, and there's implications that maybe the Chinese have something to do with that virus, although it isn't the same virus as the virus that this fellow has stolen. So intricate, It's an espionage film. It's interesting. I do feel, and of course, it really slags the Chinese, which is really interesting. Of course, the Chinese government can be slagged, after all, lots of human rights violations, but it's not what you normally expect to see from a Canadian film. Unusual, maybe a bit controversial, but on the other hand, an interesting film to see, and certainly from the perspective of somebody clearly who's an anti-communist Chinese now living in Canada, Yan Ma. So, shall I say an interesting film? I can't say 100% endorsed, but if you do see it, it is a curiosity.
Okay.
That's The Unrestricted War.
Thank you very much, Mark. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.